विष्णवे भो नमो गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य गुरु महाराज. ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज एंड एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु एंड माय गुरु महाराज बोजन फ्रेंड द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इस्कॉन श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड आई ऑल्सो पे माय ओबीसेंसेस at the lotus feet of all the devotees present here. On behalf of the International Pure Bhakti Yoga Society, sincerely welcome Srila Gurudev, my respected Kar Brothers, Sripad Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj, and Sriman Rajanath Prabhu and all the assembled devotees here. I have invited all of you here to hear the essence of Bhakti Yoga from the lotus mouth of Srila Gurudev, who is a practicing Bhakti Yogi and a sannyasi, listening all over the world about Bhakti Yoga for 60 years. He has been a foremost disciple of Nityananda Prabhu Swami Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev was born in a village named
Tiwaripur,
in the state of Bihar in India, near the sacred river Ganges. Since his childhood, he has been a great devotee, and he has been in his mission to preach Bhakti Yoga throughout the world, and so far traveled at least 30 times across this globe. So, and also as a practicing sannyasi and bhakti yogi, he has published over 100 books in especially Hindi language. And most of his books have already been translated into English and other languages. So, we all are very fortunate to have Srila Gurudev here at this Sunday afternoon. And so, on behalf of the devotees assembled here, I express my heartfelt gratitude to Srila Gurudev for coming here and showering his mercy upon us. So, I hope that all who are present here will learn something, and that will be the basis for learning further. And through the mercy of Srila Gurudev, our life will be changed, and ultimately we will attain eternal happiness. So again, I thank Srila Gurudev and my good brothers to be here and all these activities, and now I am giving the microphone to Srila Gurudev. My obeisances to all of you.
Brajanath, stand up and
चक्षुर्मीत तस्मै श्रीगुरे
Pantatrupyasya Kripa Sindhu Devatya Patitaram Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. First of all, I offer my Dandala Pranati, unlimited thanks to the lotus feet of my Paramarati Guru Padapatma, Om Vishnu Padapatma, Saparibra Acharya, Ashwadatta Padashi, Srimad Bhakti Duranta, Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Let me offer my humble obeisances on the limited thanks unto all the Acharyas in my Guru Bhagavad, and from the Prabhupada Swami especially. I also offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas, present, guests, brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, Advaiti, Dhani, Sanyasi, Shripat, Bhaktivedanta Mara Maharaj. So Gurudev ordered me to speak here, we've all assembled here to hear from the lotus lips of Sri Guru. By his mercy, we have come in contact with that which is bringing us real happiness. Spiritual happiness is real happiness. In this world, we are all searching for happiness. Without that, no one can exist. And the perfect expression of happiness is love and affection. In Sanskrit language, we call this bhakti. So our Guru Maharaj, he is the most prominent, well-known teacher of bhakti yoga. So today we want to learn something and share that with you. So I would like to ask a question to all of you, a few questions, let's start it. What is the most amazing thing in this world? Who can answer that? Most amazing thing in this world? Prabhu.
Most amazing thing is that every day there are so many jivas who are going to the temple of Yamaraj, but the remaining, they are thinking that I will never go.
Right.
This was the question asked to Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Right. Everybody hear that? Prabhu's telling your name, Prabhu?
Pralalavananda
Prabhu. Pralalavananda Prabhu. The most amazing thing in this world is that every day so many persons, animals, plants, little insects, they are dying every moment. But we think, I will never die, isn't it? I will remain here eternally. And we're making plans to be here forever and ever, to be happy with our friends, our family. We acquire so many objects to be happy, good car, nice dog, healthy children, a lot of money, yeah. And we think this is going to make us really happy. Yeah. Everybody is trying very hard in this world. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that this process you can practice very easy in all the other species of life. Yeah. Now that we have arrived in human form of life, Lada Sahila Bhagavatam Sambhavate. Manushyam Artadam Apiya Anichavira Turnam Yatena Padet Anirichyava Nishaya Shayavisya Kal Sarvatasya. In all the different species of life, animals, birds, yeah, demigods, we can enjoy sense gratification much better than in this human body. Now that we have finally arrived in the human body, we should not waste any time. We should understand that this human form of life, although it is temporary, it is most valuable because it can award us the highest perfection, the greatest happiness, the greatest wealth. At once, we should take advantage of this human form of life and search for that happiness which is imperishable, which is eternal. In this world, looking for happiness, we are making so many schemes. And we have come on the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas to offer you the best scene. So I want to ask a question again to all of you. We are here assembled in this room, Mandir, where we can hear about the true path of happiness. Now suppose that I invite all of you to come with me on a very nice boat, very beautiful, strong boat with all facilities are there. Swimming pool, tennis, boxing match, so many facilities are there for enjoyment. The best food is there, liquor, alcohol, movies, all day you can enjoy it to your utmost satisfaction. You can come with me on this boat for free, no entry fee. How many of you would like to go with me on this boat? You want to come? Okay. Who else wants to come? Raise your hand, don't be shy. Okay. Now I have to tell you this one small thing which I want to share with you. That everything is for free, but at any moment something may happen. This boat may just rock the ice, how do you call it?
Icebergs.
Icebergs, or you may just, somebody on the boat may become really angry with you and drop you overboard. Because all those on the boat, they have some qualities which are not so favorable for our happiness. Some may be very greedy, envious. Some may be more beautiful than you. Some may be very strong. And everybody on this boat, they will come to the point that this boat will hit rock bottom. This is going to happen. One day, like we remember, there was a very good boat, Titanic. So many rich people went on that boat, and they thought, oh, wonderful, we're going to enjoy it. And we're going to come back again to the land. But this boat will not come back to the land. The Titanic never reached the land safely. So then I have another question for you. There's another boat. This boat is a very good captain. The captain is a spiritual master. The bona fide seller realized spiritual master is the captain. There is very good sails on the boat. And the wind is provided by all the good instructions of the Vedic knowledge, which is so vast that even if we spend our whole life reading and studying these literatures, we won't have enough time. And by reading and studying this, happiness, internal happiness manifests. So coming on this boat, and this boat will come, will start here, and it will go to that world where there is no birth, death, old age, and disease. Where there is no envy, greed, hatred, lust, and all these bad qualities that we experience here. Who wants to come on this boat? Okay, very good. Majority. So there's one also bud here, and you should think very carefully. If you want to come on this boat, you have to be a little bit disciplined. No intoxication, worldly intoxication. You can get intoxicated by chanting the Maha Mantra, which gives so much joy and happiness that you will be high forever. This Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It will make us so happy that we will forget all the miseries that we have to experience in this body. We will transcend old age, birth, death, disease, all these difficulties which are caused by other living entities, by nature, by our minds, mind always giving us problems, by chanting this Maha Mantra. We will become so happy. Especially if we come on this boat and we chant this Mala Mantra in the association of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. So no intoxication. Who's ready to be home intoxication? Good, very good. Yeah. So no meat eating, no cruelties. Yeah. We will respect all living entities. We will take that food which is very wholesome, very nutritious, very much favorable for our spiritual happiness obtainment. So no meat, no fish, no eggs, yeah. No intoxication means no alcohol, wine, drugs, marijuana, something daily, whatever you can find, stop it. Yeah. Then proper behavior. Yeah. If we are married, we are married with one wife, one husband, not changing all the time. No harm, you want to be married? No problem. But don't change all the time. Be fixed in your situation. And always engage your ears in hearing Harikatha from the lotus lips of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. This way your journey will be very, very smooth and easy, and before you know it, you will reach the other side of the ocean of birth, death, old age and disease, and you'll never have to take birth again. And while being on that boat, the Harikatha is so beautiful that we will become inspired to remember and to look forward to meet our eternal, most beloved Sri Krishna, yeah, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will hear so much about Him that we will become overjoyed. And we will remember, oh, He has always been with me, Krishna. As the Paramatma, He is accompanying us within our hearts. He is never forgetting us, always reminding us what is good for us. And we always want to follow, but it is very hard unless we are on that boat, yeah, in the association of sadhus, under the guidance of Sri Guru. So this is our invitation today. Come with us on this boat and cross the ocean of material suffering and be happy forever. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
To get happiness, in this world we have discovered in so many ways, like transportation, communication, medical science, in so many places. Why? To make us happy. If you want to be happy, by this material achievement will not make us happy. The semblance of happiness, but only suffering and sorrows. If in this world no suffering and sorrows, then why so many medical centers? Why so many prisoners in the prison? That means you are not happy. If you want to be happy, then you have to be in good association. Being in good association, you can understand what is proper happiness. To get proper happiness, you have to come in bhakti yoga. Bhagavan Sri Krishna told in Gita, karma yoga, gyan yoga and bhakti yoga. But bhakti yoga is prominent. By karma yoga and gyan yoga, you could not get proper happiness. So Krishna told you have to come in bhakti yoga. To clear this point, I am giving some example. There is four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dapar and Kali. In Satya yuga, Vasishtha received always in four yugas, the guru of Lord Ramchandra's dynasty. And Vishwamitra, who took Lord Ramchandra to Janakpuri, on the way Lord Ram killed Tarakasura and Subhadra. One day Vishwamitra and Vasishtha is discussing what is the best philosophy in this world. Vishwamitra is told that karma, gyan, tapasya, etc. Vasishtha is told no, sadhu sangha is the best. Who will be the judge to give the judgment? Then they went to Anantadev. Anantadev means he has so many hoods. Taking the world on his hood, they went to him and approached their condition. Who is true? Anantadev told, I am carrying the burden of the earth for a time being unlimited. Any one of you can take it the burden for a few minutes, then I can take some rest and reply. Vishwamitra is told, I have did so much hard austerity, so much karma, I have so much knowledge. I give you all proofs of that. Prithvi must be situated in one point. As soon as Anantade took his hood off from Prithvi, immediate tsunami tidal waves, big earthquake started. Immediately Anantade take it back. After that, he looked towards Vasishtha Rishi. Vasishtha replied, first he did pranam to Anantadev and replied, I am very humble, I know nothing, I have never did any austerity, I have no knowledge about karma and gyan, but I did some sadhu sangha when I get chance. But I can give only one moment of sadhu sangha, that Prithvi must be situated in one point. Anantadev took his hood back, out from the Prithvi Devi. There is no chaos in the Prithvi. After few hours, Vishwamitra told Prabhu, you have taken enough rest now. Now you have to give the decision, proper judgment. Anantadev smiling replied, you have given judgment yourself. Vishwamitra told, how come that I have given judgment? Then Anantadev replied, when we have given the result of our own austerity and karma and gyan, immediately within a second, havoc starting Prithivi. Tsunami waves, tidal tsunami waves, earthquake, everything started. And other hand, Vasishtha Rishi given only one moment of his sadhu sangha. Still there is no chaos in this Prithivi Devi. That means your whole life austerity and karma gyan is inferior to sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha is the best. He decided in Satya Yuga. Now a question may arise, somebody's mind, is there any sadhu sangha in Treta Yuga also? I'm giving another example of Treta Yuga. You know Lord Ram, who invaded Lanka and destroyed Ravan and his complete kingdom. When Lord Ram went to exile to fulfill his mother's desire, taking brother Lakshman and his eternal potency Sita Devi. Sita Devi kidnapped by demon Ravan. Ravan had two more brothers, Vibhishan and Kumbhakarna. Vibhishan told, oh my dear brother, you have so many queens. One of brother much less beautiful. Why you kidnap others' wife? This is not good for you. This is very bad time for you. Better you return to her husband. Then Ravan could not tolerate this. Kicked him and kick him out from his kingdom. At that time, preparing was going on for battle between Lord Ram and Ravan. And Vibhishan came to Lord Ram. The minister of Lord Ram, like Sugreev, Jambuvan, all told, no, Lil, no, don't give him shelter. Because he's a brother of enemy. He may come here to understand our weak point, then go back, then he'll defeat us. Then Lord Ram looked towards Hanumanji. Hanuman told Prabhu, if you want, in a moment you can destroy the whole world and create again. What do you fear from Ravan and what Vibhishan can do? Due to association of Hanumanji, Vibhishan became very great devotee of Lord Ram. Why? When Hanuman came to Lanka for searching Mother Sita Devi, then became minute form, he was flying here and there. He entered the royal palace of Ravan. Ravan was sleeping with drinking alcohol. One very extremely beautiful lady was sleeping with him, drinking alcohol. First Hanuman thought it may be Sita Devi. No. Second one, he told no. Sita Devi never sleep with other men, especially cannot drink alcohol. Then he was moving, then he get the sound, Ram, Ram, Ram. Then he came down. It was Vibhishan. Then there's some dialogue between Vibhishan and Ram. Due to moment association of Hanumanji, Vibhishan got shelter of Lord Ram and became very great Ram devotee. And when Lord Ram killed Ravan and his whole dynasty and made king to Vibhishanji. Now I'm giving another example of Dwapar Yug. In Dwapar Yug, by good association who attained Bhagavan, you know about Vyasa, who manifests Bhagavatam in this world. He had one son, Sukhdev. As soon as he took birth from his mother, he was about 16 years in his womb of his mother. He ran away from this house, went to forest. Vyasadeva tried his level best, bring him back, could not do so. One day Vyasadeva saw that so many hunters going to the forest. Then Vyasadeva asked, oh my dear friends, where are you going? They told, we are going to catch some parrots, and you sell in the market, by that we living our, we maintain our life. Then Vyasadeva told, I can give you one mantra. If you recite this mantra, then you can get so many parrots. Then Vyasadeva told them, Varha Piram Natavarugapu Karnayu Karnikaram. This slope, Vidvadvasakanakuka Visambayyantin Chamalam Randhan Venodhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopavindai Vrindaranam Sapadaranam Pravisat Gita Kirti. The beauty of Krishna. When they recite, really there are so many parrots. And one teenager came to them and told, oh my dear friends, from how you have learned this mantra? Then they told, we are from our Gurudev. Then the teenager, he was completely distraught and told, can you ask your Gurudev please? Who is so beautiful? What is his quality? No, we can tell you tomorrow, we don't know about that. Then they came back, and the selling parts, they came to Vyasadeva. Oh Gurudev, something extraordinary happened today. We got so many parrots, and one teenager boy, completely disturbed, came to us and asked, from where you got this slur, this mantra? And can you ask the Gurudev please, who is so beautiful, what is his quality? Then Vyasadeva became very happy. He understood, this is not other than his son Sukhdev. Then he told, Aho Bhaviyam Sanakala Putam Jihamsarat Pasadhi Lehe Vatim Hatu Chitam Tatanam Kamba Dharam Saranam Rajima. Putana Rakshasa, which Putana? She came to kill Krishna, but what she received? She got motherly destination. For Putana, it mentions Srimad Bhagavatam, Putana Balakati Rakshasi Vidhyasana Jihamsaya Vihraya Saranga Tapa Sadgatim. When Maharaj comes to held a meeting, who will go to kill his enemy? There are Bhagasur, Bakasur, Chanu, Musti, Salt, so many. Putana told, in a click I can do this job. You have not to do so much effort. I will dress myself very beautiful lady, and I put very strong poison in my breast. I give in the mouth of boy, they will die. So this Putana has desired in this in his heart. So many are there, They are giving application form. Putana phila means her form. Putana. Putana means put, na, putana. Put means purity, na means son. Where there is no purity, putana. Or putana means put means son, no means na. Who has no son means no children. Unless until mother has no kids, destiny will not come down. So putana has no children. So there is no question that destiny will come down from her breast. Putana. And what is his academic qualification? Putana writing Bal Ghatini. I can kill baby boy very easily. Then what the nationality? That witch, Rakshasi. If any, you have any other skill, then she is writing Urudhira Asana. I can drink fresh blood of small babies. Why you want service in conscious kingdom? Then Putana filling her form. Jighansayapi Haraye. I want to kill Hari. What method will I adopt for that? Sanam Dattapo. I will give my breast milk. And what do you want for this salary? Only love and affection of Maharaj Kamsa. And what God did? Bhagavan Krishna give him mother, give her motherly destination. So due to this Sadhu Sangha, this hearing this, Sukhdev Goswami came to Vasudev and recite whole of Bhagavatam in the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj. So due to the assertion of Vasudev, Sukhdev Goswami attained Krishna Prem. So you have seen in Satya Yug, Vasishtha Rishi and Vishwamitra Rishi, Dapar Yug, I get just example of Sukhdev Goswami Vasudev Ji and Treta Yug, Hanuman Ji and Vibhishan Ji and Kali Yug about Jagai Madhai and so many. So nothing to give more experience about Kali Yug. Even in this world, in Western world first, our spiritual traditions, Nikpali Rāpa Sūdhi Sūpāra Sūdhi Sūdhi Bhakti Vedanta Sāmi Maharaj came. And there are so many hippies in this world. Due to his association, hippies became happy. And now they are doing bhajan. And even when Gurudev was before here, Gurudev was in Hawaii, in part of the state of America, and Korea and China. When Gurudev was giving this lecture, the Chinese devotee asked example for Sadhu Sangha Kali Yuga. Then Gurudev told, look, you all are. You can eat any insect, any snake, everything. Due to Gurudev association, they became devotee. In China, there are thousands of devotees. Even one Buddhist priest, he has over 50,000 followers. He took initiation from Gurudev. And now they are registering one temple, Sam Brahma temple. Then any preacher from India can go and preach there. So only you can get happiness and peace and tranquility of mind only by Sadhu Sangha, nothing else. Hare Krishna.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न माम शरणान्तिके। First of all, my heartly obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pada Sota Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pada Sota Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. My dear Tridandi Padgan, Brahmacharis and Sajjan Mahodaya. We are coming from Vrindavan, India, only to preach the Vedic knowledge, Vedic culture and Vaidik Dharma. This is not first time that I have come here. I have traveled about more than 30 times in the whole world, giving the message of the Sanatan Dharma under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has preached Hare Krishna this name all over world in a couple of years. In a couple of years, he has translated so many authentic books, established preaching center here and there, in the midst of ocean, on the top of mountains, here, there, everywhere in the whole world. So I have come to give that very message to you also. We have come to preach Sanatan Dharma. We should know what is Sanatan Dharma. Really, general people don't understand what is Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan means eternal, means eternal. The religion, the knowledge, the bhakti yoga is transcendental. So, Sanatana Dharma means Jiva is eternal, part and parcel of Krishna and eternal servant of Krishna. This is eternal Sanatan. In Gita, in Bhagavat, everywhere has been told. Mamai Vanso, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatan. So Jiva is Sanatan, eternal. But now it is bounded by Maya. We have forgotten Krishna. So we are moving in the endless pain of endless birth and death in this rotation of life. So, there are two things. One chetan, one jad. One
conscious, another inert.
And inert, both. Conscience are also two kinds. One Vibhu Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, Sarvashaktiman,
is omnipotent
and omniscient,
omnipotent,
and he is controller of Maya. Never he comes in the clutches of Maya. So, those jivas are here, they are in control of Maya, illusory Maya of Lord, and they have forgotten them. They are thinking that this body I am myself, I am this body. And my wife, my children, my husband, my wealth, everything is mine. And so engaged always in sense gratifications. And thus they are not happy because they have let Anandamaya Krishna. The embodiment of happiness is Krishna, and they have left his service. How they can be happy? So, jivas are Sanatana, and also Supreme Lord Krishna, he is Sanatana. Oh Bhagyam, oh Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Vrijau Kisam, Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatana. So, Krishna is Sanatana. Narayan, Sri Ramachandra and all are Vaibhav Prakash.
Opulence.
Opulence of Krishna. Root, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Ete Chansa Kala Punsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan. Giving emphasis, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So both are transcendental. Their meeting is transcendental. How they can meet? They can meet by process of love and affection. And that is called Bhakti Yoga. Nowadays, so many persons, they are teaching yoga. What means? Oh, exercise of body. You can do so much exercise of body. This yoga. But one day you cannot be. You will be old. Any doctor, scientist, anyone cannot check your oldness. You are bound to be old. And after some time you will be too old and give up this body. What you will take with you? What you have collected in this world, can you? Even a penny? Then why like donkeys and monkeys always drink so much liver in your... Why not accept the process? How you can be happy? Krishna is embodiment of happy. We have forgotten him. And that is why we are unhappy. So if anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, by any guru, realized Sadguru, will know that who are you, he will reply that you are part and parcel of God, Krishna, Supreme Lord. You are not this body. But in body, there are two things. One jivas.
One soul and a super soul.
And super soul. Krishna is super soul. He is one. And souls are
so many.
So many. In each body, everywhere, the souls are different. Now they are searching happiness. But they have left the embodiment of Ananda, Krishna. So how can they be? They are moving, traveling in the so many species of life. In the Shastra it has been told 84 lakh yoni.
8.4 million species.
Species of life. Searching everywhere ananda, ananda, sukha, but nothing. But by the previous any sukriti, that is pious activities. he will reach any realized guru, then he will tell, oh, you are not this body. You are soul, a part and parcel of Krishna and net eternal servant of Krishna. And then he practices bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? In Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told that at a time, once in Namisharanya, on the bank of Gomti River, very sacred place, 88,000 of rishis were gathered there. And they are fearing and they were talking about Maya, that Kali Yuga is coming. How to step from, get rid of that Maya? In the meantime, the disciple of Srila Sukhdev Goswami, Soto Goswami, came and then became heavy and told him, Sut Goswami, you are disciple of Srila Sukhdev Goswami, realized soul and Sadguru. We have heard from him all Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge, culture and everything. So, what is the essence of that? That a man can be happy. Not man, the soul will be happy. Jayatma samprasidati. What is it? Same question for us. You are searching for happiness. For this, you have married. Beautiful wife have come. Beautiful children. Young age. Very happy seems. But what will be in the end result? You will be too old. You cannot walk without sticks. And one day you will give up this body. So, you should tell us the essence of all the literatures, Vedic literature, and what you have heard from your Gurudev. How Atma will be happy? He did not ask that how we can be happy.
This body will be happy.
Body can be pretty helpful. If soul, in a moment it comes out, then what will be? It will be rotten. And you will have to give in grave, either
fire,
and thus it will be. If fire, then what it will be? This body?
Turning to ashes.
Ashes. And if you give in
grave ear,
then so many
worms
will eat and
make stool.
So you will be turned into, this is body. But soul is eternal. So he asked, how soul can be happy? And we should this have this question that how our soul be happy. You should know that now you are young, thinking we are very happy. But when you will be too old, no happiness at all. At the time of death and birth, so much pain. As pain that as if millions of scorpions are biting. So much. But now we have forgotten. So, ki bol chila. And then Sut Goswami told, he do pranam to his Gurudev and then began to tell. Savai punsa paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkaje ahetukya vyavahita jabhakti samprasidati. Supreme Lord is Krishna. And if he is out of our senses, beyond Maya, you cannot touch him, you cannot hear him, he is out of all these things. To whom you will do bhakti, bhakti yoga, ahetuki. That is, Rupa Goswami has told in his shloka, Annabhilashita Sundam Jnana Karma Adina Anabritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. जरा हिंदी में भी समझिए, बहुत से लोग यहाँ हैं जो हिंदी समझ सकते हैं.
हिंदी वाला क्यों नहीं
है? हाँ, हिंदी है. हिंदी नहीं है? हिंदी समझने वाले
समझने वाले हैं.
थोड़ा सा
अच्छा, सब इंग्लिश है. सो अन्नाभिलाषिता सुन्नम ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनावृतम मीन्स की
उत्तम भक्ति.
ना ना
अन्नाभिलाषिता सुन्नम.
हाँ, ये माने
अनइंटरप्टेड
दी अनइंटरप्टेड ऑफ
फ्लो ऑफ कल्टीवेशन ऑफ
ऑल और बॉडी mind
and senses
and out of senses, that is called bhav. We will engage our whole and our activities will be to please Krishna in the guidance of Guru Vaishnava.
Master covered by karma and gyan,
and it will not be covered with gyan or karma. Without knowledge you cannot be. Knowledge is essential. But I am Brahma, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahma, I am Brahma. And after liberation we will be same Brahma. Oh, this is against bhakti. So it is absurd. Our Bhagavat has told that Jnane Prayasam Udupasya Namanteva. Always, in Bhagavat, Vyasadeva has told, like he has hate for Jnana. So, if not covered by Jnana and covered by karma, without karma we cannot live a meter. But that karma, by karma bhakti will come, this should not be. Smart karma is prohibited. Smart karma means whatever I am doing to satisfy me. And bhakti, whatever I am doing to please Krishna. This is the difference. So you should also try to follow this thing, that whatever you are doing, do to please Krishna. But how it will come? It will come through a realized soul that is called Guru. Because in Shastra it has been told, Tasmat Gurum Prapaddeta Jigyasu Sreya Uttama Shabde Parecha Nishnat Brahmanupana Samasitam. If you are realizing this world is full of unhappiness. There is no happy. There are world. So realizing this, what we are doing from beginning of my life and up to, oh, it is fruitless. If you do bhakti, then something. But if you are not, you are a smart karmi, doing everything for you, then for this rotation of birth and death comes. Punya pap, up to swarga, punya pap nara. In this way we will have. You must know that if you are not following the bhakti of Krishna, then one day you will die and you will come as donkey, monkey,
dogs,
hogs, pigs, fishes, and all will cut you and eat. You must know. Meat means M-E-A-T, meat. M-E-M-E-E-A-T, to whom you are eating, they are standing in a row to take the revenge, and they will cut you and they will eat. And in Hindi, mansa, mansa khadati. Jisko hum kha rahe hain, wo humko khayenge. Isle, don't take eggs, meat, wine, smoking and all other things. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Always try to hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna, his names, from the mouth of a realized devotee. Very surely by their sangha association, you will be liberated and you will go to Golok Vrindavan, in the abode of Anandamaya Krishna, and you will be happy forever. Gaur Premanande. Oh, you can sing any kirtan? You? Give a mic. Give a mic, Prabhu.
Beloved spiritual master to ask me to sing one song, but I'm not a good singer.